Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This summer, I'm taking a new approach to styling the smallest spaces in my house with help from Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has the small space solutions that America's waited 250 years for, like retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, dinner party ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish, spacious, Bobopedic sofas, and feature packed power recliners that let me kick back in even the smallest rooms. Plus, I know that Bob's styles are backed by thousands of real 5-star customer reviews, so I can trust that the furniture that I'm getting is not just affordable, but built to last. And the best part? Bob's Furniture ships fast, so I can enjoy my new styles all summer long. So when you're ready to ditch the furniture you're not excited about for the latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Well, it was easily the most highly anticipated big event outside of a WrestleMania or a Royal Rumble. It was Elimination Chamber 2023, the culmination of the Bloodline Sami Zayn storyline. And was it good? Was it great? Are you happy? Can the answer actually be all of the above? Because the pay-per-view itself, the big event, the live event, whatever the hell they call it these days, was very, very good. Very, very entertaining. And even the main event, as overbooked as it was, the crowd was hot the entire night. Obviously, the crowd was very hot into Sami Zayn. And the main event was wildly entertaining. But I think, unfortunately, the WWE booked themselves into a spot where there was no good answer. So I know there's going to be a lot of people who say, oh, Sami had to win. That was the only answer. Was it really the only answer? Like, were you really going to take the championship off Roman after 900 days at Elimination Chamber? Look, the storyline's great, and Sami even being the right guy to do it, I could totally understand, but I guess I can't get past that the most incredible title run we have seen in our lifetime is going to end in the middle of February at the Elimination Chamber. So I could never get on board with that, even though that seemed to be the momentum over the last couple of days. Then you have the idea of, well, you can't have Roman squash him. Can't have Roman just beat him, because then what the hell was the point of this whole thing? So you kind of knew there was going to be a screwy ending. And we all figured it was probably going to be Jey Uso comes back. Jey Uso rejoins the Bloodline. Jey Uso turns on Sami, and it sets up the inevitable tag team match where the Usos take on Zayn and Owens, and then Roman moves on. But they didn't at least give us that. They didn't give us that. Because at least we go into SmackDown and Raw with another question, which is, what the hell's going on with Jey Uso? Jimmy comes back, he gets involved, predictable. But when Jey comes back, you have to admit, for the 45 seconds he was standing in the ring and everything was set up, very similar to Royal Rumble, with Sami about to get crushed with a chair, Roman hands the chair to Jey, there is that trauma. And I thought the storytelling was freaking brilliant. So even if I don't like the ending and everyone doesn't like the ending or it was overbooked, you got to admit that sequence was really, really good. And I thought the storytelling overall the match was really, really good. I thought Roman Reigns again proved that he is as good as it gets. He is an incredible performer, not just as a wrestler, but just selling everything. Selling being the guy in Montreal, selling going after the crowd, the interaction with Jey Uso. And I thought that actually turned out to be the best part of what ended up happening. Because you at least move into the future saying, what's going on? Sami obviously accidentally spears him. So Jey never made a decision. He never rejoined Roman. He never sided with Sami. Now, logically, you could say, all right, well, he's going to turn on Sami because of the accidental spear. And that's probably where they're going. But we don't know for sure. But for anyone who's going to argue, and I think this is going to be kind of the belief coming out of this thing that, they didn't have the balls. They should have pulled the trigger. Sammy needs to have won the championship. I don't agree with that at all. The only thing I would say is that they could have done something at this event to make Roman face Sammy again at WrestleMania, where Roman is fighting twice, where he's fighting Cody once, he's fighting Sammy once, and I think everybody's pleased. Cody Rhodes delivers on winning the Royal Rumble, and they deliver to us on a fair culmination of the Sami Zayn-Roman Reigns feud. What I'm afraid of, and I think what most people are afraid of, is that it's now just over. And I agree, that stinks. For it just to have been this blow-off match that really didn't have a clean ending at all, that would stink. You almost feel like there needs to be a rematch. And I guess that's a possibility. I don't think they made it obvious from this event. Is there a way that somehow Sammy gets involved either in the Cody match to make it a triple threat, much like WrestleMania 30 with Bryan Danielson? Or do they try to go the route of Cody goes after one title, Sammy goes after another? I'm not sure how you get there. I'm not sure how you'd write that script, but that's the ending that I probably wanted. I didn't want Sami Zayn to win the championship. I was saying it to Jet, who is now a big-time wrestling fan, who will join the podcast towards the end to give his thoughts on everything went down. I was saying to Jet, I don't know if Sammy should win right now. The only comparison in wrestling history I could think of where the payoff at a non-big event did feel major was Eddie Guerrero defeating Brock Lesnar at this same pay-per-view, the February event, No Way Out. And it would have been bigger at WrestleMania, no question about it. It would have been bigger and better even at Royal Rumble. But I think you can still look back at Guerrero's win over Brock and say, hey, that was awesome. That was really, really cool. But this is different. We are talking about a championship reign that's multiple years. We're talking about a championship reign where, you heard Michael Cole say it at the beginning of the main event, they're comparing it to Bruno Sammartino. And so I think you've got to be so right with how you take this belt off him. I've mentioned that a lot anytime we've talked about Roman Reigns' championship reign, that you've got to get it right when you get the belt off of him, or belt off of him, if you want to go that route. Doing it at this event never made sense. Now, you can blame Triple H for even booking this to begin with, that the big issue was having Cody Rhodes win the Royal Rumble. And look, here's where I've reversed on Cody. While Cody still feels like a third wheel in this whole thing, and it still feels kind of forced, Cody Rhodes is A, over with the crowd. He's over with my son. He loves him, right? You love Cody?
Yeah.
Yes. And Cody's done a great job. To his credit, the promos with Heyman, the promos with Sammy. So I'm not going to sit here bad-mouthing Cody Rhodes. He's done nothing wrong, but I think this storyline, this bloodline storyline, has been so utterly good that you could have had it be the main event at WrestleMania. And if you do that, you do everything the same, except instead of having this match on Saturday night in February, you build it up even more and have it in April at WrestleMania. Everybody's happy. Even if Roman wins, by the way, everybody's happy. But instead, you had a match that, while it was wildly entertaining, I think is going to leave a lot of people saying, I'm not really satisfied. They did let the crowd go home happy by having Kevin Owens come out and help him, and you'll have that story now for the next few weeks. What is the relationship between KO and Sammy? Can they become friends again? And that's why, when push comes to shove, I don't think they're inserting Sami Zayn into the title match. I just don't. Whether it's a triple threat or dueling main events on Saturday and Sunday, they are setting up with the same thing they've been planning for months and months and months, which is the culmination of this is Zayn and Owens taking on the Usos. Now, are there other options? Can you have that plus Sammy fight Roman? I guess. I would say I do prefer, if you're going to get and somehow book Zayn to fight Roman again, I would not go triple threat, because I do think it takes away from both stories, the Cody Roman story and the Sammy Roman story. So if you're going to book Sami Zayn into a championship match, I think you'd have to do it separate. You'd have to take advantage of Saturday night, take advantage of Sunday night. But as I sit here right now, I don't think it's going to happen. And I think that's where the disappointment's going to come for most wrestling fans. They have been invested in this story. It's a story that started in April. I mean, think about it. We don't get that very often. And now that we have it, you're having it, at least the main part of it, end in the middle of February. So I'm mixed. I really am. I was a full supporter of Roman going over and winning. But to have that feud end now, it just feels empty. And I got to tell you, again, Cody's doing a great job. He's been fantastic. I'm still not ready to have Roman drop the title even to him. I'm not. I don't think that's the ultimate. Now, Roman goes over him and repeats for a third straight time defending his title at WrestleMania. It only makes the Roman eventual loss that much bigger and stronger. And by the way, it can still be Cody down the road. Cody can lose at WrestleMania and have that be a part of his journey to finally winning the big one. Maybe he has to lose the big one before he wins the big one, if you will. As far as the rest of the card's concerned, Lesnar-Lashley ending in a DQ kind of stunk, especially when you had Bray Wyatt on SmackDown challenging the winner. My guess is that's going to be a triple threat match, if I had to guess right now. So you give Bray something appealing at WrestleMania, and you kind of freshen up the Lesnar-Lashley feud since they'd be fighting for, what is it, the fourth time. The men's elimination chamber match was very, very good. Montez Ford's a star. He's a star. That's a guy who's main eventing a WrestleMania in the next 2 years. I don't think there's any question. Not surprised he didn't win the U.S. title. I think it was obvious that Theory was going to go over. Obviously, Logan Paul gets involved. We got Logan Paul, Seth Rollins set up for WrestleMania after what happened at the Rumble. But I thought the big winner out of the men's elimination chamber was that Montez Ford is a star. The mixed tag match was blah. Just, whatever. I guess Edge and Finn Balor probably have a blow-off at WrestleMania. Maybe some kind of crazy match. Maybe it's a Hell in a Cell. Maybe it's a ladder match. I don't know. Something. Something crazy. Maybe Finn Balor's the demon. But that match didn't do anything for me. And the women's elimination chamber match was a very good match with Asuka going over. So that sets up Asuka, Bianca Belair at WrestleMania. So the picture is starting to become clearer on what we're looking at in about a month. But let's bring in Jet. Jet, come on down. Now, my six-year-old has gotten into wrestling over the last few months. He's been fully invested in the Bloodline storyline. And he watched, Jet, I'm impressed. You watched every minute of this big event tonight. So, your thoughts overall on the Elimination Chamber. Did you like it?
Yeah.
What was your favorite part? Come near the microphone, buddy.
I think when Bloodline came out and Roman and Sammy fought.
So you liked that match?
Yeah.
What did you think with the whole Jey Uso stuff? Like, what's your feeling on what's going on with him?
Like, is Jey Uso going to turn on Sami Zayn?
Well, now that Sami speared him, what do you think?
I think, I don't really know, because if he turns on him, he'll probably get beat up.
Probably. Yeah. Now, during the main event, who are you rooting for? Like, did you find yourself rooting for Roman, or did you find yourself rooting for Sami Zayn?
I ended up for Roman Reigns, actually.
You did?
And probably.
Why is that? Is it because you want Cody to knock off Roman since you're a big Cody Rhodes guy?
I was basically thinking about if Jey Uso was going to come.
That you were concerned about Jey Uso?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird with Jey. We don't really know whose side he's on. Whose side is he on, Jet?
I have no idea.
But that's what you're most interested in, to find out, like, what's going on with him, right?
Yeah.
Now, you're a big Cody Rhodes guy, right?
Yeah.
Why do you like Cody Rhodes so much?
I just like him.
I can't argue with that. Yeah. Is it the match with Rollins where he wrestled with the torn pec with that big red mark on his chest?
Maybe.
Yeah, that was pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Do you want him to beat Roman at WrestleMania?
Yes.
Would you be upset if Roman beats Cody Rhodes at WrestleMania?
Yes.
Yeah, wow, okay. What did you think of the Elimination Chamber matches? Because these were the first Elimination Chamber matches I've shown you. I've shown you a lot of matches. I've never shown you that. What'd you think of them tonight?
Which one? The women or the men?
Well, which one do you want to start talking about?
The men, because I think it's like went to the top of the chamber and jumped.
Oh, that was Montez Ford.
Yeah.
How impressive was that?
Yeah.
That was pretty good. What'd you think of the women's elimination chamber match?
Well, I was impressed at that part when he went on top, and then the other part that they broke.
Oh yeah, they broke the glass, right?
Yeah.
No, it was pretty good. It was pretty good. All right, Chet. Who's your favorite wrestler of all time? If you had to pick one.
I would pick Cody, probably.
Who's your second favorite wrestler of all time?
Roman.
Roman Reigns is two. All right, who's third?
Sammy's
third. Who's fourth?
Jey Uso.
All right, that's a good ranking. Anything else, Jet?
I don't know.
Good job out of you, buddy. You stayed up until after 11 o'clock watching this stuff. He's a fan. He's into it. My son, Jet, big wrestling fan. The brainwashing has begun. Well, we appreciate you listening. A little Elimination Chamber recap edition of the Evan Roberts podcast. We'll do another one previewing WrestleMania, maybe do a little roundtable, get our thoughts on it. But thank you for listening. Craig and I are back together again Monday at 2 o'clock.
Looking for a simpler way to explore medical weight loss options? Orderly Meds connects you online with licensed healthcare providers so you can learn about GLP-1 treatment options from home. It's convenient, straightforward, and designed to fit your lifestyle. Get started today at orderlymeds.com/podcasts. That's orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Again, orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Results may vary. Consult a licensed healthcare provider to determine if treatment is appropriate for you. Restrictions apply.